Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host today, but I am introducing one of our new super-duper radio show hosts, and today we're going to be talking about what does SEO mean to your business. For those of our listeners that don't know, we're going to clear that up because it doesn't mean CEO. It has a very special meaning. And before we get to that, I want to introduce our not only leading lady today, but Zee Scott, who is the president and the founder of TSQ Marketing, is coming on board as one of our new Women Lead Radio hosts, and her show is going to be called Getting Down to Business with SEO. So I want to say hello, Zee Scott, and say hello to all of our listeners. Welcome.
Hello, hello, Michelle. Hello to everyone out there listening.
That listening audience that's so vast and so big, and they're like, yay, new host, this is exciting. Got to have a little fun, Zee. I want all of our listeners to know you are known as the SEO queen. And I'm going to first ask you two things. What does SEO mean so our listeners know? And number two, how did you command that title of the SEO queen? That's where I want to start with.
Okay, well, SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization, and it's the process by which you get your website to the top of search engine results so that other prospects and prospective clients find your company and either send you a message or purchase your product. Now, there's a joke that search engine optimization professionals say is worth the best place to hide a body, and they say the second page of Google search results. And that's just to say that it's just so powerful to be found on the first page of Google. If you're ranked number one organically on Google search results, for every 100 searches for the key terms that you're optimized for, ranked number one, you get 33 hits per 100. If you want to look at 1,000, it's 333 if you're number one. If you are in the middle around the fifth result, you're looking at more around 11%. So it's a really powerful free website traffic to your brand, to your website, when you utilize search engine optimization. Now, when it comes to how I became the SEO queen and got that moniker, that's a great story. One of my dear friends and mentors, his name is Fraser Hay. He is quite a prolific author. And he's been my mentor. Like when I was working at a company in Michigan where I built their sales and their digital marketing department, I grew it from nothing to $500,000 in recurring revenue a year. I leaned on him for advice, and we mulled over different brand names for years, and that was the one that stuck in our talks. The SEO queen.
Wow. And you wear it well. I got to say, when it's like I first met you, I was like, the SEO queen is here. I mean, it was pretty cool. And it's like, you know, we all need to have our brand and what we have. For those of you, if you ever want to look Z up, it's like you'll see what I'm talking about. Anyway, pretty cool. So I know I want to talk more about SEO and what it means to your business, but I want to get everybody excited that you're going to be one of our new Women Lead Radio hosts. Your show is called Getting Down to Business with SEO. Now that all of us know that SEO is search engine optimization, it's like, what's going to be kind of like, give us excitement about what's going to be the focus on the show. We know it's SEO, but what are you thinking of in terms of what you're going to talk about in relation to SEO and some of your guests?
Well, you know, the thing that I find is the most challenging part for business owners, and I've talked to thousands and worked with hundreds of business owners is content creation. It's content, whether it's picking the keywords, whether it's creating the right images and videos and infographics, or just the right blog post, just being able to come up with the right approach for your brand and for your time and energy and resources. So we're going to be talking about a lot of content creation strategies that work. Some of the guests that that I'm interested in coming on the show who have tentatively confirmed are Shannon Hernandez, who's a content expert. She specializes in companies really nailing down the best method to create content. She calls it your content personality. So
I
have that coming forth. I have a business coach who's also a very active contributor to the Connected Women of Influence community, Sarah Clark Williams. She is a coach. She is a business coach and quite an expert at just growing a business and working with entrepreneurs.
I'm going to say a word. She's like badass. We'll just go with that. How about that for your first show, huh?
That's not an exaggeration at all. And also,
awesome.
You should also know I was one of the first speakers. I was in the cohort of first speakers for her Fab Fempreneur Fest, which is happening this year.
Cool.
And I'm also on the docket as well as a speaker for that conference. So I'm super excited about working with Sarah. She's just a joy and just such a professional woman with so much to learn and glean from her. She's like a productivity expert because when you're bootstrapping your business and working hard, it's one thing to have the ideas for the content, but it's another issue on nailing down how you're going to make it happen. And that's one thing we don't want to do is leave any loose ends, and we want to get down to business with VO. That's what we want to do. So we want to make sure that we cover our bases. And then I also have another guest that I hope will be able to get them scheduled in, and she is definitely a expert when determining who your ideal prospect is and perfecting your message within your content for them. So we have a lot of really great episodes and information coming up.
I'm excited. And your first show, I think, is in April. So I know you're working to get everybody all lined up and scheduled and all that. But, kind of give us a bigger, kind of picture of what, when you think about getting down to business with SEO, what's the goal? What do you really want to kind of come through with your radio show? Is teaching people what? Educating them on how? And I know it's on SEO, but what do you hope is kind of the outcome from your show that people can get excited about?
Well, I want to empower the entrepreneurs that are listening to really move into action. 2019 is a year of action. It's a year of intention. It's a year of making things happen and getting down to business. And the only way we can make more money and have more visibility is through action. And the action has to be practical, and the action has to work. We cannot be spinning our wheels with our marketing. And that's one thing that I pride myself on with my clients, is really using techniques, strategies, and thought processes that are effective and that are timeless. Now, technology is constantly changing. We have everything, voice search to app search and everything else. But just understanding how search engines work, regardless of the platform, is really critical when you're talking about video marketing, image marketing, search engine optimization, and the list just goes on, social media. So I really want people to really take that away from the show, that they're empowered to really move into action.
I love it. When you think of SEO, and I want to talk a little bit about what you do for business, Z, and then we'll get into more of your background, and because you're multi-talented. I know you well, and it's like I always feel like there's new things I learn about you every time I talk to you, which is super fun. But, when we think of kind of like what you do for your services. And let's just focus on SEO for a minute. I have to say, I run a small business, and SEO just seems so vast and so big. Are there, for a lot of our listeners who are, let's just say, they're women owners of small businesses, they're also are representatives of corporate America, but for the small business owner, I mean, what would be some recommendations or any sort of slices of tips or things that you would give them to when they think about how do they get their arms around search engine optimization? You know, I mean, do you do it yourself? Do you try to, is that even possible? Would you recommend them working with somebody? Of course, like you. But what would be some tips you might give them? Because I think it's overwhelming to think of search engine optimization.
Well, I have broken down the SEO process into steps, whether you do it yourself or you have myself and my staff and my company hold your hand through the process. So if you go to my website, theseoqueen.net, if you look on the right-hand side, there's a checklist, 40 steps to Google page one, that you can download and use to use as a DIY method of getting on Google page one. The other option is that I've also broken down the steps. So when you're thinking about how to start, the first thing you need to do is understand how your T-shirts, for example. T-shirts can be spelled in multiple ways, and so through doing keyword research, you can identify the highest trafficked version of the spelling of the word for the lowest amount of competition. And so when you do that keyword research and you identify what those keywords are that work for you, then you implement that into your content, you implement that into your hashtags, you implement that into your meta titles, your alt tags, you implement it across your website and your anchor text with your backlinks so that you're moving more into compliance with Google. Now, I probably am falling into geek speak, but
I'm
going to try to simplify it. So basically, you want your website to not only look appealing to people who come to the website, but also so Google sends you more people. And so identifying those keywords is the first step. That's the first
step. I love that. You know, how many, you know, when you think of small businesses, I know big companies spend lots of money, right, to make sure that their search engine optimization is getting them right, you know, on the first page, number one on Google, all of that. You know, what do you see as the biggest challenges that small business owners, you know, deal with SEO? Do they not see the value? Do they think it's overwhelming? You know, what do you hear about with your clients the most and the challenges they have if they're smaller businesses?
I think a lot of businesses don't know where to start. I was really surprised to read the statistic back in 2014 that 50% of American businesses do not have a website. So
how
that's
much?
Only 5
that's
years.
New
of,
for,
50%. 50% of businesses.
Yeah.
That was as recently as 2014. I know the percentage has increased a little bit. What one of the things that my research has shown is that the biggest barrier for businesses starting an SEO campaign is just the lack of being comfortable with the technical side of things, and that it can be intimidating, and also not knowing who to trust, what advice to trust with their website. So my recommendation for business owners who may be listening, who I might have described you, I would say, you know, download my free ebook, 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales, because that ebook has a lot of different strategies on how you can improve your website visibility. And it's my gift to my listeners.
How cool is that? And I know we'll have a link for your website, you know, on our show page and for the page that we have on our website. So, and it's the SEOqueen.net, correct?
Right, correct. And you can also download it from my Facebook page too, which is the SEO Queen.
Good brand, girl. Good brand. I like it. I want our listeners to hear a little bit about you, because I know you are quite talented in multiple ways. I have to say, just because I want to talk you up, you are one of our very first Stu Talks presenters that were in Los Angeles this last year
yes,
in September,
that was an awesome
and did a
night.
Fabulous job. What an experience, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit. I mean, you play the violin. It's like you write music. It's like, give us a once-over of you, and I want to know, how the heck did you get in landing into SEO work, right? I mean, you've got so many, you're just such an artist on so many levels of a, you know, creative and artistic and singing and music and all of it. Give us a once-over of you, and I'm going to watch you puff up like a big bird. This is when you get your ego on. Get your ego on, girl, because I know I don't know all of it. I know there's more to you even.
Well, you know, I wrote a book called SEO Training 2017, Search Engine Optimization and Marketing for Small Business, and I'm looking forward to working on some more digital marketing books as well with Women Lead Publishing and some other projects that I have in mind. But I started my affinity for technology and music as a child. I grew up in a very musical household, and my father has a degree in computer science, and he had, you know, the Atari computers and the Commodores. And so as a tween and younger than that, I was programming in BASIC and, you know, playing games
wow.
like Zork and different things like that. I would read, oh my goodness, I would read like 12 books in a day, you know, when I was a child, or spend my whole day playing on the piano. I'm self-taught on the piano playing as well. So when I finally went to college, I was actually offered a full scholarship, music scholarship to Cal State Long Beach, but I declined it to go to MIT. And when I was at MIT, I got exposed to music scholarship, got exposed to music production, composition, website design, innovation, all types of things through the School of Arts and Humanities and Social Sciences and the Sloan School of Management. And so as I have, you know, grown and evolved into the SEO queen, I also am known as Lady Z, the violinist. And, you know, I was talking with Dr. Dina Brown, the catalyst, and she was saying that, you know, you really should fuse both your passions. And it, you know, a light bulb went off, and now I write jingles. I wrote a jingle for my company, the SEO queen, and I'm looking forward to using it more as the year goes on. If you go to my YouTube channel, you can hear it. If you go to my Instagram, you can hear it as well. And, you know, I just think that music is just another content type. You know, music, it conveys a message. When you think about, you know, Nationwide, their jingle, you know, you think of car insurance, car and home insurance. When you think of, like a good neighbor. You know what company that is, right? So,
right.
So jingles do have power for creating that emotional connection with a brand. And, you know, it just seems like, you know, a lot of people have said in the past to me, you know, just focus on the marketing. But, you know, music can be used as a marketing tool. And because I love music and I'm obsessed, you know, I got to mix everything I like together into a nice little gumbo.
Yeah, I love it. Well, that's what was so cool is, I mean, but, you know, when you think about it, Z, it's like most people are either kind of right or left-brained, and you're living in both brains, you know what I mean? Because you've got that creative side and the kind of artistic side, but then, you know, with the techie part of what you do, I mean, this is a huge compliment. You're kind of odd, girl. You're the odd duck, and that's a really powerful thing, I think, so... It's a good thing. You know, I always like Jack. I always have a good time.
Right.
You know, I want to talk more a little bit about kind of the trends that you see with SEO. Because I remember, you know, I mean, this is my third business venture with Connected Women of Influence. But my one that was before this was a gift basket, a corporate gift business online. And I just remember when we were trying to do our kind of keywords and stuff like that. I spent what I thought was a fortune for us as a business that packaged gifts and sent them. And there was a lot of mention of doing pay-per-click. I mean, is that part of SEO or is that totally separate? Or can you kind of share the differences of what those are for some of our listeners?
Yeah, so pay-per-click is definitely worth the investment if you have it. And it's instant traffic, and it's instant traffic, but not always instant conversions. That's why it's so tough. I know with Google, if you look at certain keywords, it can go anywhere from, 50 cents all the way up to, $50 a click, depending on what vertical you're aiming at. So lead gen is, when you're paying hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per lead, it could be cost prohibitive for a small business. That's why SEO is so appealing, because you can, with a static investment, get your website ranking higher, so you don't have that dynamic cost accruing on your bottom line. So PPC is definitely, pay-per-click is definitely, it has its merits if you have the resources to invest in it.
What are some of the trending things that are going on with SEO? Like, I mean, there's always new things coming on that, are elevating every industry. What's exciting to you that you see going on with SEO, and what's coming, or what businesses can, tweak or take advantage of as it relates to more and better SEO type results?
Well, one thing I've noticed is that, Google has its own suite of tools that allow website owners to dialogue with Google about their website, and I think they're streamlining those tools more and more to make it more user-friendly. I remember when they took away the keyword results function from Google Analytics. It was kind of like, it was a painful transition for me, and then I got used to it in Google Webmaster Tools, and now they've changed the Google Webmaster Tools interface again. But I see, I'm getting used to these every few years, the changes in the interface. But it's mostly in response to the number of people who are getting online, the number of websites that are increasing online, and also making it more user-friendly for those who may not be as technically savvy. So I think Google is really working hard to make their platform as easy to use as possible for those who are looking to market their website, because Google's incentive for that is that the higher the quality of the search results, the more people will use Google, and the more they can charge for the traffic that they're sending to the businesses, because they're in the business of selling website traffic.
So, I'm going to sound dumb when I ask this question, because, there used to be, it's so funny when you were starting to talk about, I wanted to go Fortran and some of these other computer science type stuff. That's how far back I go with some of the compact computers and all that. But I think of, in the days when Yahoo was so big as a search engine, and now you've got.
Oh, I remember that.
You do? You can't seem that old. But it's like,
Yahoo.
Okay.
There are more than one search engine. You have Google is the top dog, with about 89 to 90% of the market. Then you have Bing.
Wow.
You have DuckDuckGo. You have Dogpile. You have AltaVista. And that's just to name a few. But, Google is clearly the leader.
And do you kind of say you should be on all? I mean, you should do search engine optimization on all the different browser platforms? Or I'm not sure if I'm using the words right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because
I'm totally a non-expert.
Yeah. Yeah, so Bing actually has their own webmaster tools that I highly recommend for businesses to verify their website with, and to, submit their site to the search engines. One of the steps that I do in the optimization process is submit my client's website to all the search engines. So that is definitely a best practice, and that's something that I would definitely encourage our listeners to do through their websites if they haven't already.
What would you recommend to some of the questions, any of our listening audience can ask with somebody that might be a potential provider for them of search engine optimization work? I know that, we're approached all the time that people can say, we can help you get number one on Google, Google. And you're like, yeah, okay, really? What should we as business owners be aware of that maybe you can advise us of what to look out for that might not be a really great fit?
Well, you know, I think that's kind of a tough question for me to answer because, you know, I've seen really excellent SEOs in the community, and then I've also seen charlatans. I think the best thing for a business owner to do is to really just educate yourself, read as much about SEO that you can, so when you are talking to people, you can actually detect if they really sincerely do know what they're talking about. So a lot of people can talk a good game on a high level, but may not be able to follow through, and the follow through is tough to ascertain before you start with someone. But I definitely think, you know, looking at their testimonials, maybe talking to some of their past clients is always helpful.
Yeah, no, that's great. I get it. I think, you know, on my wrap-up question, because we're almost out of time, I was kind of curious, can you share
what?
I know, right? It goes fast.
Right.
Can you kind of share a success story of a client you worked with without saying, if you don't want to, of who they are, or, you know, kind of what the scope of work was and what were some of the milestones or outcomes?
Yeah. So I worked with a company, auto dealership in the Midwest, and they launched, and they really weren't on search engines at all. And I owned their whole optimization process, and they got, I think, over 20 Google Page One rankings. And the car dealership is really thriving. In the Midwest, and I have, you know, over the years, I've had quite a few clients who've come back to work with me over the years, and I really enjoy working with my clients. I really do. So
very cool.
I think, yeah, so that's just one of many. If you go on my YouTube channel, I actually have quite a list. There's a video that has some of the websites and the Google Page One rankings. They're in a slideshow format.
I love it. And of course, you should have lead everybody online. And to all of our listeners, we're going to have Z's link to her site at TSQ Marketing. So, my dear, you have been an amazing leading lady today, but soon to be your own host. I just want to thank you for kind of helping us kick off your show and to our listeners. You know, we're here every Friday at 2 p.m. and Mondays at 9 a.m., and we have a variety of Women Lead radio shows, different topics, different themes. So we thank you for your loyalty and for listening. So I want to tell everybody to have a great weekend. And, you know, what I always like to say is, gosh darn it, it's like, you know, really take a moment and be supportive of other women, because that's what's going to help us move the needle forward. Thank you. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on the next show.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where life-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.